From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, the president of Haiti has agreed to an effort to end the armed rebellion in his country. Jean-Bertrand Aristide approved a U.S.-backed peace plan today. And under that plan, Aristide would share power with his political opponents. These proposals were presented to Aristide today by envoys from the U.S. as well as Canada and Caribbean nations. NPR's Martin Costi is in Port-au-Prince, the Haitian capital. And Martin, what exactly has President Aristide agreed to?
President Aristide has once again agreed to a formula that was already proposed and, in theory, accepted a month ago at a similar international meeting in Kingston, Jamaica. Basically, he will agree to let sort of a council of wise men nominated by civil society name a new government, name a new prime minister and cabinet members, but he would stay on as president. This is an effort to placate the opposition, who say that basically he's taken power and controlled power by stuffing ballot boxes, stealing elections, and intimidating opponents through violence. That's what they allege against him. But right now, the big sticking point is the opposition. They have yet to accept this deal because they want nothing short of his removal. They want Aristide out of office completely, and as we speak, they're pounding the table in a private meeting room where they're meeting with these diplomats, insisting that that is what they need to see happen here, because they say anything short of that will just lead Haiti back to the same situation in a small amount of time.
Martin, if President Aristide has already agreed to a similar plan more than a month ago, what makes anybody think that it would cause an end to the violence that we've seen in Haiti in the last few days?
Assuming the opposition goes along with this plan, assuming the opposition agrees to this power sharing formula, that would provide something of a framework, a diplomatic excuse to allow some foreign police forces to be brought in here. Foreign powers such as Washington in the past have said they don't want to land any armed forces here without a deal on the ground that would permit that. They don't want to walk into a hostile situation. So if this power-sharing agreement can be settled upon, then perhaps some fresh police, some technical assistance can be brought in to go after these insurgents in the central part of the country who aren't a party to this whole agreement.
The insurgents are not being negotiated with. This is an effort merely to get Aristide on board.
Exactly. These insurgents are not the same thing as the opposition, the political opposition, who are based mainly here in Port-au-Prince. The insurgents are a somewhat new phenomenon the last couple of weeks. And even though the opposition here has not completely distanced themselves from those insurgents, they are generally seen as separate phenomena.
Are these insurgents a group that people can talk to and negotiate with, or are they not organized enough for that?
They're not very organized. There are a couple people who've claimed leadership of these groups, but a lot of their manpower comes out of neighborhood gangs or organizations, whatever you might want to call them, and their allegiances are fluid. There are a couple of former Haitian military types involved, too, and they're perhaps offering a little more structure to all this. But in general, they're seen as opportunistic, and they're not seen as an entity like a rebel entity that you could negotiate with, no.
We've been talking to NPR's Martin Costi, who's in Port-au-Prince. Martin, thanks very much.